The Theatre Royal was first established in 1807 by Hewitt Cobb for a ruinously extravagant £12,000 to reflect the aspirations of his audience across the road, the Prince Regent, Mrs. Fitzherbert and a host of European royalty. One of its most successful managers was Ellen Nye Chart, running the Theatre Royal from 1876 to 1892. She is said to haunt the theatre. Ellen introduced matinee performances in 1883 and always gave a special performance of the Christmas Panto for the 1,100 inmates and staff of Brighton's workhouse. Many famous actors have appeared here, including Marlene Dietrich, who liked to scrub her dressing room floor as a means of relaxing before a show.
My memories of the Theatre Royal were the single gulp bar, which was a backstage bar, with an old barmaid who couldn't resist playing the fruit machine during performances, so always had to wait for a round of applause or a good laugh before she pulled the handle. I have to say that her timing was not that good. I played at the Theatre Royal in 1975 with Wilfred Hyde White. The play was A Perfect Gentleman, which of course Wilfred was. The problem was that he never learned his lines, so whenever he got into trouble, he'd turn to me and say, "You're so clever, dear boy. What am I trying to say?" I then said his line for him, and he'd turn to the audience and say, "He's so clever, give him a round of applause." I never had so many rounds in my life.
The Paris cinema began life in 1863 as a theatre. Twice destroyed by fire, it went through many name changes. As the Court Picture Palace between 1933 and 1942, it showed many of Max Miller's films. In 1947, it was renamed the Dolphin Theatre and became the Paris Continental around 1955. It was demolished in 1967 despite a campaign to save it, supported by leading actors of the day, including Sir Ralph Richardson, Sir Laurence Olivier and Charles Laughton. The Max Miller Appreciation Society erected the bronze statue sculpted by Peter Webster. It was unveiled on 1st of May 2005 by Roy Hudd, George Melly, June Whitfield and Norman Wisdom. Max Miller, the Cheeky Chappie, was a popular stand-up comic, variety performer and actor during the 1930s, 1940s and 1950s. He is perhaps best remembered for his risque sense of humour and flamboyant suits. Thank you for completing the back row and backstage Brighton walk.